Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Intuit Credit Karma.
The stars were out in force, but are we looking at empty stats or playoff contenders? We'll sort it out for you. Plus, New York was held to 73 points on Sunday. I'm talking about 73 points, but is help on the way just in the nick of time? You see what I did there? And the Lakers got huge games from LeBron, AD, and D'Lo. But is it enough to lift LA out of the play-in pressure cooker? That's all that coming up right here on NBA Today. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Intuit Credit Karma. It's your girl, Chinee Ogwumike, filling in for Malika Andrews, joined here by my Stanford sis, Ramona Shelburne, and also beaming in across the country, we've got Zach Lowe, who, can we take a moment to admire his new suit? I think that's burgundy.
Oh, wow.
Looking sharp, Zach.
What? Zach, look at
Thank you.
Suited and booted today. I like it.
He is. And, of course, NBA vet Austin Rivers. And my people, can you believe that the playoffs are just over a month away? And we all know that the NBA world has their eyes on the race in the wild, wild west. I mean, it is rodeo season down in Houston, Texas. So let's take a ride really quick. Let's start with the Suns versus the Cavs. Now, this is the third quarter. Cavs up 75-69. And KD, that's a spot, Ramona.
I mean, everywhere is his spot.
True.
He's Mr. Efficiency.
He is. Now, it's not just the midi, the mid-range. We've also got KD from three. He's been shooting a really great number, almost career best from three. And this was Durant's fourth straight 35-point game, the longest streak of his career. The Suns win 117-111. Durant had 37-8-6. Now to the Mavs versus the Bulls. 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Mavs up big. Luka Doncic, talking about signature shots, his step back.
That step back. And he, I mean, you can't even get close to him because he's got his elbow out there.
And also, you can't get close to him because he knows how to throw a dime to Gafford for the lay-in. Gafford made 28 straight field goals in the past four games. That's the longest streak in play-by-play history, Ramona.
Ow.
Now, check this pass out, though. Okay, Luka's got it. Touchdown.
That's straight up Wes Unseld.
It is. Doncic recorded his seventh straight triple-double, tying the longest streak in NBA history as the Mavs win 127-92. Doncic 27-14-12, light work, triple-double. Let's head to the Nuggets versus the Raptors. The Nuggets were down 17 points at the half.
Ooh, just imagine
the most at home this season, and then there's the hook shot. You know something's cooking.
Yeah, Michael Malone probably had something to say about that during the break.
Very true, and someone who also has Jokic's back, Jamal Murray. Nice little bucket over there. Now we're checking in where the Nuggets are up 110-107. Okay, defense. Jokic with the block.
You know, that reputation on him as not a defensive player is way outdated.
Oh, look at that pass.
Around the last couple of years.
Nuggets win 125-119. An insane stat from Jokic. Get this. 35 points, 17 rebounds, 12 assists, and six steals, plus the
six
win
steals?
And the comeback. Yes, that's crazy. Now, the Nuggets, the Suns, and the Mavs all won last night. So here's how the West currently stands. Denver remains a half game out of the top spot, while Phoenix is hanging on to sixth. As for the Mavs, they're in eighth, only a game back of the Suns, though. Now, remember, the team seeded 7 through 10 will be in the play-in tournament. So let me kick it up the court, since we saw so many great passes to Austin. The playoffs are literally a month and 2 days away. When you look at where the Nuggets are, do you think that they go up, do you think that they go down, or do you think that they stay in second?
I think the Nuggets close out strong here. You know, we're talking about a championship caliber ball club. This is a team that has experience. This is a team that knows when to turn it on, when to turn it off. And now that we're past All-Star break, I expect Nuggets to get back in that championship form. When we talk about the best starting lineups in basketball, we always reference the Celtics and this team right here, the Nuggets, who we've seen have their way with the Celtics both meetings this season. They are the favorite in my eyes to win the championship, to go back and repeat. They're just that sound, and their best player is the most sound player in basketball. So when we talk about catching a young OKC team, I think that's very, very possible. And I think this is a team that can come back and, you know, to tenfold and end up the season number one spot.
Yeah, today I really do agree that I believe the Nuggets are the favorites. And we do think, I think that they could, you know, really get that top spot in the West. Now, Ramona, switching over to the Suns, they're hanging on to sixth, only a game away from entering the play-in situation. Where do you think that they finish?
You know, it's interesting. They finally got all their big three back: Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant. And one of the issues that they've been working on all season long is defense. Right? We know that those three guys can score. We know they can put the ball in the hoop. But defensively, they've had issues all year long. And I think Frank Vogel has felt that they can actually be a much better defensive team if they get their guys back, they play on a string. Part of good defense, though, is not turning the ball over. They are one of the worst teams in the league at turning the ball over. And he was asked last night, is that because you don't have a traditional point guard? And he said simply, nope. Which is him saying, we all need to take much better care of the ball. Because we know those big three, when they're all together and they score, that's never going to be their problem. It's defensively, can they lock down enough?
That is true. Now, looking at where Phoenix is at the sixth spot, that is a sweet spot. But, I mean, same amount of losses as the teams below them.
If you're sixth, does that mean you play the Nuggets in the first round? If the Nuggets get to one, do you really want to be in that 4 or 5 game and have the Nuggets in the second round? It's interesting. It'll be an interesting last week as everyone starts to jockey for a position.
Look, I would want to try to create as much buffer as possible, no matter who I play against. But, Zach, let's talk about the Mavs, because they have fallen into the play-in situation at eighth. Where do you think that they land in the grand scheme of things?
I think they've got a good chance to go up just because their schedule is easy and Phoenix's schedule is brutal. And it may come down to those two teams for the sixth spot. And think about the stakes. You're talking about two teams who have traded so much stuff to go all in right now, trying to get out of or stay out of the play-in. Also, as Ramona said, matchups are paramount. If you get up to six, not only do you escape the play-in, you might draw Minnesota trying to figure out life without Karl Anthony Towns in the first round if Oklahoma City and Denver go 1-2. That is a world of difference from 6 to 7. And Dallas, much like Phoenix, all-world offense, just good enough defense. They're a very dangerous team on a game-to-game and short series basis because their offense is just that good. Luka is just that good. We just haven't seen consistency on defense or consistency from the role players. Some nights they're popping, like last night when they can't miss. Sometimes it feels like Luka and Kyrie are kind of going it alone. Hard to see them making a deep, deep run in the playoffs, but nobody wants any part of these dudes for one series.
It must be look good, feel good, play good, because Zach just said what's popping. I love that. That sixth seed is looking like a precious commodity, especially in the Western Conference. But from the race at the top of the West, how about to the race at the bottom? Because the Lakers are currently still in ninth place, but they are creeping closer to the sixth seed thanks to their play this past weekend. And speaking of that motto, right? Future so bright, you need shades. That's LeBron James. His future is already certified. Look at what D'Lo does. I mean, we saw this earlier, this, you know, no LeBron James, D'Lo steps up in the biggest ways.
Listen, I was the only person on our set on Friday who said the Lakers would win this game because that man, D'Angelo Russell, when he has the ball in his hands and a green light all night, can do things like he did with the 44 points, the winning shot, and Spencer Dinwiddie with the block at the end.
Yes, that was a big play. Russell, 44 points, as you mentioned, his most as the Lakers win. Now let's go to Sunday versus the Timberwolves. LeBron James is back this time, but it was Anthony Davis who went off.
I mean, he could have a case for Defensive Player of the Year. It's hard to do that from sitting in the ninth spot in the West because it's a team defensive award almost as much as an individual defensive award. But he's playing like he should be in that conversation, and I think he should get more consideration for that based on games like this.
Correct. You look at him get that O board. Lakers go up 4, and a few minutes later, Lakers up 10. Dishes to date. Okay, and one, son. Davis finished with 27 points, 25 rebounds, and 7 steals as the Lakers went 120-109. So the Lakers, they had a very strong weekend, winning both of their games, but didn't make up any ground with the teams directly ahead of them also winning. So here's their odds to what it could be looking like if they make the playoffs, according to ESPN Bet and Analytics. Now, Austin, when we look at where the Lakers are, what do you think is the most likely outcome for them this season? We just saw that they have a 65% chance to make the playoffs. We're not talking about play-in, playoffs.
Yeah, it's hard to dissect this team and like diagnose them and what they're predicting, what their future is going to be. They just won two games this past weekend, and there's no ground just because there's only so many games left, and everybody's playing great basketball right now. But listen, if this is a team that can get in that 7-8 spot and win the play-in and then end up playing a Timberwolves without a Karl Towns, you know, that's an outcome that we're not sure. You know, listen, the Lakers are capable of beating any of these young teams. I love Minnesota and the talent they bring. I love OKC and the talent they bring. But these are teams that are yet to be proven yet, especially in the postseason. When we're talking about LeBron James and Anthony Davis, we're talking about two former champions. We're talking about guys who have done it together and a team that has a cast of role players who are dangerous in a playoff series. Austin Reeves has only grown, and then you have experienced players like D'Angelo Russell, Torian Prince, the list goes on. This is not a team you want to talk about not playing first round. You guys talked about Dallas. The Lakers are not a team you want to be rewarded with first round when you're going against a LeBron James and Anthony Davis fully healthy.
Yeah, but they really do not want to be in that ninth spot because that is one and done if you were in the ninth spot. Yes, you would host, theoretically, the play-in game, but that's maybe against the Warriors, because who would currently sit 10th. If they can get up into 7-8, at least they have two games, two shots at it for a LeBron James, Anthony Davis, D'Angelo Russell. And I think we all sat here on this show when right with you approaching the trade deadline and D'Angelo Russell's name was out there and he had been playing really well before the deadline. He played so well that he was not in trade conversations towards the end because they flat out need him. And the question was, would he keep it up if he was still on the team afterwards? He's not only kept it up, he's taken a step forward. Because when he has the ball in his hand, when his role is clarified, and I think that's the most important thing. D'Angelo Russell is a point guard. He is a scoring point guard, but he needs the ball in his hands. And it's actually been helpful to him when LeBron James is out because he has the ball more and his role is more defined.
Yeah, but the key is when LeBron James is on the floor, how is he going to stay aggressive and knock down those outside shots? I think that's going to be the key factor to see the Lakers' success if they're able to make the playoffs and not play in the foreseeable future. But still to come right here on NBA Today, the reigning MVP looms large over the East. We have the latest on Joel Embiid's road to recovery just 1 month to the playoffs. Plus, Ant Edwards goes head-to-head with Kawhi Leonard tonight. But do the Clippers vets still have control of the Wild Wild West? One of my favorite movies. And the forecast is showing orange and blue skies. New York is about to get a big boost that could upset the East. That's next right here on NBA Today.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA Today is presented by Intuit Credit Karma. Everything you need to outsmart the system and reach your financial goals.
We have a massive game for Eastern Conference playoff positioning tonight as the Knicks host the 76ers. These two teams faced off over the weekend with Philly beating New York 79-73. A hard-fought game, a.k.a. The lowest scoring game.
1983?
8 years. The 152 combined points was the fewest in any game since November 2016. Now the Knicks and Suns have both dropped 6 of their last 10 games, but help me be on the way. Call Sean DePaul. The temperature is rising. The temperature. You know what I did right there. It's time for What's Burning for all of the latest news from our own Ramona Shelburne. So, Ramona, let's start with the guy that really helped turn the Knicks season around, OG Anunoby.
Well, he has gone from out to questionable. So anytime you see a change on the injury report like that, makes you think a guy is getting really close to coming back. There is a chance he plays tonight. It's going to depend on how he feels going through warm-ups, getting ready for this game. So it's not 100%, but there is a chance that he plays.
Ooh.
So first time since February and having surgery on that elbow.
So you're telling me there's a chance. Now, sticking with the Knicks, what's the latest on Julius Randle?
You know, he posted a video the other day on his Instagram of him shooting, and it says, "It is what you think it is." Huh? Which, you know, the sense I get is he's not all that close to returning. There's still optimism he can come back. But the fact that he posted a video of himself shooting, he's using his left hand, that shoulder's gonna, you gotta make sure he comes back and stays back. You don't wanna pop it out again, so you have to get back in shape conditioning-wise and make sure that it's stable, but that is a good update.
And switching to the other side of the matchup, there are no names bigger than Joel Embiid. What can you tell us about his recovery?
Well, he's not anywhere close right now to coming back, but he is able to get on the court and do some light work here. The hope that they have in Philly is that they can just stay in the mix for Joel Embiid to come back the last week or so of the season, at least where he has a chance to get back some conditioning before the playoffs.
Now, to stay in the mix, they will also need Tyrese Maxey. How about Joel's running mate?
Well, he's back from his concussion. He feels great. Obviously, he missed four games with that. And, yeah, I texted with him this morning. He says, "I feel great. I'm excited to be back. Don't worry about me. We're good to go." And I think that's so important for them because, as we mentioned, they're sitting there at that sixth spot, one game away from the 4 and 5 spot. And this is a chance to gain some ground and build that cushion because you don't want to end up in the play-in tournament with a chance of Joel Embiid.
Let's dive in further. I like that because this is where the Eastern standings are as the Knicks and Sixers are each trying to make sure that they avoid the play-in at all costs. Both teams are currently in the playoffs, but with just over a month left to play, a lot can change. As Stephen A. would say, the list could be fluid. Now, it's going to be an uphill battle, really, for either of these teams, the Knicks or the Sixers, to crack that top three, but that doesn't mean that they can't really make noise in the playoffs, right? So, Zach, what team do you think is the bigger wild card at this point in the season, Philly or New York?
That whole thing is a five-car pileup on the highway. The whole thing is a wild card. I have no idea how the hell that's going to shake out. But if you're talking about wild card, like variance from floor to ceiling, it's got to be the Sixers because they have that one dude that was a combination of Shaq, Dirk, and Olajuwon all in one, averaging 35 points a game, more than a point a minute before he got hurt. And we don't know when he's coming back. We don't know if he'll make it in time. We don't know what condition he'll be in when he comes back. But just that looming possibility of that guy, be it on a 5, 6, 7, 8 seed, that's as wild a wild card as there is.
And wild comp, Shaq, Dirk, Olajuwon for one, Joel Embiid. Are you on that same side with the Sixers being the wild card, Austin?
I'm not wrong. I'm not mad at his answer, but I'm going to go with the Knicks, and here's why. You know, we at least have a timetable with Julius Randle coming back. At least we have some type of positivity. We really don't know what's going on with Joel Embiid. He's just now getting on the court. He's also a whole different size of a man in terms of weight and him getting on the court and actually being able to be back to himself. His tolerance, by the way, in terms of his toll on his body and what he has to go through, I think is even more than what Julius has. You know, the Knicks, I think, are a better put together about role players. And this is a team that we were talking about contending and title contending a couple months ago prior to the injuries. Now the addition of their new players, you have Julius back in the picture. If he is able to come back, that is not a team you would want to play early on. You're hoping they can hang on and contend because it's good for basketball when the Knicks are good.
Where's Rick Pitino? Okay, where is he? Because Joel Embiid might be walking through that door, as Jack said. That is the biggest one. That's the MVP that's sitting out there who might be walking through that door.
But, Ramona, they're on two different timelines.
I
do think that health might make the Sixers feel like they should push for the future. But, Zach? It's fine.
If Joel Embiid, the MVP, can come back this season, and I know the Sixers have optimism that if they're in it, if his knee responds well, if his ramp up goes well, there's a lot of ifs, okay? But he's still Joel Embiid. He still could walk through that door. There's no bigger game changer out there for any team than the reigning MVP who could come back for the Philadelphia 76ers. Getting Tyrese Maxey back is huge. They held down the fort without him, but they really need him, and he's recovered well from this concussion. He's going to play.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying, Austin, about the Knicks. They look like a team that could go to the conference finals when they had all those guys healthy for a couple of games, right? It was only a few games that they were all healthy. But nobody is as big of a difference maker as Joel Embiid.
But look at these numbers, because I tried to toss it to Zach, and I wanted him to talk nerdy to you, but instead I'll just do it myself. Look right here. Those numbers, they have struggled as of late. Look at points per game, 102 to 99. Like, these are two teams that desperately need their stars. 42%, they're almost having that Spider-Man. What is it, GIF? That emoji? Like, they're both on the struggle bus, but my answer are the Knicks, just because the timeline benefits them right now in the moment, potentially moving forward. Now, there's no bigger wild card, y'all, than the Miami Heat, because our ESPN NBA Wednesday doubleheader actually starts in Miami with Jimmy Butler and the Heat. We know what they did the last three seasons or so.
I mean, they're right where they want to be, right?
Precisely.
They can play themselves back into a finals.
Precisely. The Heat, they host Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets at 7:30 Eastern. Then LeBron James and the Lakers, a little bit of a revenge matchup in Sacramento, squaring off against De'Aaron Fox and the Kings. Our coverage tips with NBA Countdown at 7. Coming up on NBA Today, we've got T-Wolves Clippers tonight. Which team is built for postseason success? I will tell you and break it all down. And the Warriors, they can't afford to lose any ground in the standings. We have news on when Steph Curry could return to the starting lineup. Plus, Ramona, did you see Trayce Jackson-Davis? Did you see that play?
How could I not see it?
He posterized Wemby last night. Stick around and see if
everybody
that makes...
all year has been trying to do just that.
And I mean, what? He did it. Let's see our top of the top rookie posters of all time. That's NBA Today right here with Chanae. We'll be right back after the break.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From day one, we felt like we had a purpose.
How confident are you that this is the year that you guys go to the NBA Finals?
Super confident.
This is a team that built itself to be able to compete with who other than a reigning defending NBA champions.
Rudy Gobert.
This man can arguably go down as the best defensive player to ever play the game.
Edwards, get out the way!
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by Intuit Credit Karma.
The Wolves currently sit 1.5 games out of first place and currently have the 13th most difficult remaining schedule. But tonight they face off against the fourth seed, the Los Angeles Clippers, right across the street. And both teams are 5-5 in their last 10 games. Not exactly where they want to be, but both squads have held a top four spot throughout the majority of the season. But tonight's matchup is a clash of two titans and also a clash of two totally different styles. Anthony Edwards is young and restless, while Kawhi Leonard has been dominant as the world turns. You see what I did there? And how they score echoes that. I mean, Ant ranks 9th in transition scoring this season, while Kawhi is 9th on scoring from the mid-range, the midi. And I'll show you exactly how they get it done right here, starting with the hero, the Ant-Man. You love how he has embraced defense here. He's able to get a steal, and Anthony Edwards, 227 transition points. He scores before the defense gets set up. Now, on the other side, though, Kawhi Leonard, I mean, what? It's against my Houston Rockets. A little show and go. Dylan Brooks, great defender, comes in to send the double. Doesn't matter. He gets to his spot. 251 mid-range points so far this season. So it's really safe to say that tonight's Wolves and Clippers game, that is a huge one. Both teams were missing their stars in the last game. Now, Kat is obviously
obviously clearly out for the longer term. But for the Clippers, PG and Kawhi will likely return from what Coach Ty Lue said was extreme scheduling based off of their back-to-back. And when those two suit up again together, that will actually mark the most games either has played in any season with the Clippers. So, Zach, who do you think goes further in the playoffs?
It's got to be the Clippers. They're veteran tested, they're ready, and most of all, they're healthy. Until we see when and where Karl-Anthony Towns comes back and what it looks like, it's hard to see the Wolves offense being good enough and consistent enough to win one, two, three rounds. The competition is just too good. And in Kawhi, the Clippers have one of the all-time great playoff performers, a Terminator who can control games on both ends of the floor. So I'm going Clippers, but I'll say this. We don't talk about them much, but that 4-5 series, if five is the Pelicans, the way they're playing, that ain't no picnic. Watch out for the Pelicans. That's not an easy series for either of these teams.
You know, I was thinking the same thing, Zach, when I look at those standings all the time, and it feels like the Clippers are sort of locked into that spot. The top three feel like they're set, but the Clippers in that 4-5 game, nobody wants to see the Pelicans in the first round. That team is long. They have depth. They have these young guns who you've seen them do this in the playoffs before a couple of seasons ago. And so I think that I would also say I like the Clippers because they have so much more invested in this team. These guys are ready to win. They've really gone all in with the veterans on this team this year. And I like that their makeup. I like that Kawhi Leonard feels healthy this year and is in shape to make a playoff run. But I don't like that matchup in the 4-5 game at all.
Let's go to a former Clipper who has one of the best backgrounds. I think you can actually see his jersey in his background. Austin, which team can make a bigger statement tonight?
What do you do if you play for another team, by the way? I've been wondering that the whole
time. I like that Houston is in front, Austin.
Is there room for another Austin Rivers jersey in there? I don't know.
I'm running out of room. I can tell you that much. Listen, if we're talking between the two, you got to go Clippers. I'm in agreement with Zach. They have the makeup. They have the experience, especially with questions about Carl's health. We don't know what's going to happen there. But I love the makeup of this Clippers team, especially for the postseason. I usually don't try to judge them too much on the regular season. This is a team that's built to make a run in the postseason. We talk about Kawhi Leonard. We see what he's done with San Antonio and Toronto. He doesn't have nearly as much pressure on those teams as he does with this team, considering he has Paul George with him. We always talk about playoff James Harden. This is the most simple position he's ever been in. He doesn't have all that pressure on his shoulders. He gets to go out there and really just be a playmaker because he has two closers next to him. They got a variety of guys that can help score. They have some inside presence with Plumlee coming back healthy and Zubac down there and also adding Daniel Tice. I like that team to go contend in the playoffs. I think they're one of the few teams that actually can give Denver a run.
But it's kind of crazy because when you look at them head-to-head, they've had very similar seasons. Yeah. But clearly, we all go based off of maybe the veteran loading Clippers lineup, right, with Kawhi, Paul George, James Harden. I think I've been one of those people that have picked the Clippers since early.
And they'll probably get Westbrook back at some point. He's hopeful to come back from his hand injury at some point, whether it's by the end of the regular season or in the playoffs.
So maybe we should just stand on business really quick because it's now time for Setting the Pick, brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN. So here's who we've got tonight. Ramona, Austin, Zach, and I'm going to throw myself in there. We're all saying the Clippers, which means it could be setting one up.
I mean, we just sat there and watched Naz Reid go for 31 points because he can shoot the three like nobody's been.
But what happened in those games, Ramona? They lost. The more the merrier, though. ESPN Bet is now live in North Carolina as the official sportsbook of ESPN. It's the only place to find promotions from your favorite shows and personalities. New users in North Carolina get $200 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download today, North Carolina. Nice looking, fellas. Now to other news around the basketball world. The Basketball Africa League began play for the 2024 NBA season on Saturday in Pretoria, South Africa. 6 days full of games during the weekend and into this week. And Hall of Famer Mark Spears joins us now live from the Basketball Africa Games. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. You've been in South Africa now for a couple of days. What has the atmosphere been like?
Man, everybody is asking me, where are you at? Where's Shanae? So I'm just holding it down for you. I'm at Sunbet Arena in Pretoria, South Africa. And you know how it is. It's crazy. They got the band that make HBCU bands jealous here. The beat is just rhythmic. They got DJs playing Afro beats and also playing Drake. Cape Town's games were amazing, intense. It's just a beautiful environment. And yeah, there's a a basketball game going on too.
Yes, there is a great competition, but I'm curious, who else have you seen support the Basketball Africa League this year?
My guy that I hung out with at the Lion and Safari Park yesterday, which was incredible, was my boy Joakim Noah, the two-time All-Star. And we were literally with Lions. Looking in a Lion's eye is a different deal. I never thought I would do this. I never want to do it again. It was scary. But then there were like beautiful moments too, where we were near the giraffe, got to get outside by the giraffe. Joakim actually fed him potato chips. It was just an incredible day that we're going to show on NBA Today in a couple weeks.
Wow. You know, at first I was going to say I had full FOMO, fear of missing out. But then when you said the Lion came close. No. I don't have too much FOMO based off of how close you were to the wildlife. This is truly a full circle moment because you and I got to hang at the original tip off of the NBA Africa game back in 2017. So it's nice to catch up and chat with you. And I will see you again soon when you get back. Thanks, Mark.
I'll tell everyone you said hello.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the greatest on the continent to the greatest players in the college ranks, who are the draft experts watching this March? Our experts named one college prospect that looks like a combo of Kyrie and Trae Young. Find out who next today on NBA Today.
Right now, as a 16-year-old, what's your long-term goal?
To get to the NBA.
The Cavaliers select LeBron James.
I want to be an NBA player.
Giannis Adetokounmpo.
Try to make it to the pros if I have a chance.
That happened, baby.
Everybody loves playing NBA.
I'm going to just keep working hard. And someday, it could be another one that could be compared to me.
The 2024 NBA draft is about 4.5 months away, and as March Madness is upon us, this is where the top 10 player rankings sit. Following the success of Victor Wembanyama, the 2024 draft has a major international feel, with four of the top 10 prospects being international players. Excited to welcome in our draft expert, Jonathan Gavoni, because there's no one in the world more locked into the future of the NBA than you. Now, with it being Champ Week, who are two players you have a close eye on with tournament action underway?
Shanae, there's no better show in college basketball right now than Kentucky. They play a free-flowing, unselfish, up-tempo style. They're leading the college game in three-pointers made. But there's two guys that I want to focus most particularly on. It's Reed Sheppard and Rob Dillingham. Rob Dillingham, absolutely electric with the ball in his hands. We're starting with Reed. Great feel for the game, absolutely terrific pace, handles and changes speeds, gets to anywhere he wants, plays a very under control style. He's shooting 53% on the season right now. He's leading college basketball. No player has ever done that since Glenn Rice in 1989. Now his teammate, Rob Dillingham, absolutely electric, handles and changes speeds, gets anywhere he wants on the floor, can pull up off the dribble, just a huge amount of star power and charisma. This guy has the aura to light up a college game. He's built for the NCAA tournament. Now, Shanae, both of these guys come off the bench for Kentucky, but they're both projected to go top five in the 2024 drafts in June.
Wow. So Rob Dillingham and Reed Sheppard are two names that we will be watching for sure, especially as we approach the NBA draft this summer. Who are their NBA comps?
So I want to start by saying that these are more stylistic comps and not really, you know, a forecast for how their career might play out. But let's start with Rob Dillingham. The way he handles the ball and gets his spots on the floor reminds a lot of Kyrie Irving. Jittery fast, crossovers, hesitation moves, elite body control and touch around the rim. Just and then the shot making ability. A little bit of Trae Young here. Always on balance, sidestep, pull-ups, step backs, shooting 45% on the season, and he's not taking a lot of easy shots, I can tell you that. Now, his teammate, Reed Shepherd, old-school scouts like to compare him to guys like John Stockton and Chris Paul. Lofty standards, admittedly, but just if you look at the way that he controls the game, the way he gets to his spots on the floor, the maturity that he shows, the pace, the way that he makes the game simple for teammates with, you know, advanced reads, and then the way that he can, you know, pull up for three in transition, he's shooting 53%, as we mentioned. This guy has really taken the college basketball world by storm.
So what you're telling me is that backcourts in the NBA could definitely be bolstered very soon. And Kentucky to the NBA. That's a statement that we have all become very familiar with. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for spending a little time with us here on NBA Today. Now we shift to some breaking news that will have major implications on the WNBA. Ramona, you broke it.
I mean, Pac-12 Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year, Cameron Brink. Stanford's finest.
She has just declared for the WNBA draft. Cameron Brink is projected to go number 2 in the draft to LA, passing the torch in LA from one Stanford sister to another.
That's how it goes, isn't it?
And since we're talking about family, we even got an exclusive shout out from her godbrother, none other than Steph Curry.
Hey, Cam, just want to say congratulations. Huge, huge announcement, huge milestone, huge accomplishment. Preparing yourself for the WNBA draft, but I know you still got some unfinished business in the NCAA tournament, but take a moment to pat yourself on the back for a job well done to get to this point. The best is, you know, yet to come, and I can't wait to see where your career takes you, but congratulations, WNBA. Let's league her.
You are right, Steph. League her. I'm so proud of Cam. She's like a little
sister.
I mean,
what is this pipeline with Stanford to the Sparks? I don't know,
Sparks, but it's working. It is
Caleb
working.
Won,
and by the way, I know we did lose in the Pac-12 tournament championship. Yeah. The last time USC won one was in 2014, though. But that loss helped us because we made it to the Final Four. So maybe Cam is making it to the Final Four, too. Since you broke that earlier, I want to dive into more news, actually, from her godbrother. So speaking of Steph Curry, he's missed the past games due to an ankle injury. The Warriors are 1-1 without their superstar. They play the Mavericks in Dallas tomorrow night. So, Ramona, what's the latest you can tell us on Steph's injury?
So, you know, initially this is just a right ankle sprain. We're going to have a further update later today when he goes through his workout with the Warriors medical staff. And the expectation was he would not miss all that much time. They're going to be cautious here. So I think the sense is probably not tomorrow or anytime this next couple of games, but wouldn't be surprising if he's back sooner rather than later. Steph Curry and ankles used to be something we talked about every single day.
Make us so nervous.
We haven't had one of those in a while, but it's not expected to cost him too much time. And there'll be a further update from the Warriors in a couple of hours.
Ramona, let's take a look at what the Warriors have done with and without Steph Curry. Not too great without. My goodness, they have struggled. Look at the points per game. So his impact is really felt, especially given that they're 10th.
They just don't have a lot of ways to score without him.
I mean, all the ways to score without him. He changes the game clearly for the Warriors. And if you actually want to catch maybe Steph's next game sooner or later, our next star-studded NBA Saturday primetime matchup on ABC and the ESPN app is a big one between Steph and the Warriors and LeBron and the Lakers. You're telling me again that there's a chance with both teams trying to get out of the play-in positioning. Our coverage tips with NBA Countdown at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. And since we're talking about Golden State, Trayce Jackson Davis put Wemby on a poster last night, but did it make our list of best rookie dunks of all time? Top of the Top is next. Ooh, that was a dirty slam.
NBA Today is presented by Intuit Credit Karma. Everything you need to outsmart the system and reach your financial goals.
Well, at least it went out with a bang.
Bang! It went out with a bang!
Mike Breen?
You said bang. That's my line.
Well, I meant more of like an electrical fire bang.
Like this?
Bang!
No, like bang! 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 Bang!
That's a pretty good bang. But what are we going to do about this bang?
Oh, you don't need a catchphrase. You need a jingle. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm is here to help.
Bang!
He really went out with a bang.
The NBA on ESPN, presented by State Farm.
One more bucket or one more stop. Trace Jackson Davis. Oh! He put the entire country of France in the basket. Take that 8-foot wingspan with you.
Woo! Oh, man, what a dunk. Before we get to his teammates' sensational play, speaking of the Warriors, you have an up-to-the-minute update.
You asked me how Steph Curry was doing.
Yes.
He just got reevaluated.
Okay.
Not going to travel with the team on this trip, but we'll travel to with the team on Friday, practice in L.A., and if he comes through that practice okay on Friday, chance he plays Saturday in L.A.
Okay, that's some good news for those who are looking forward to a weekend. But let's go back to Trace Jackson Davis, because that was wild. Let's do top of the top. Rookie dunks, the best ever, and let's start in 1999. You know who this is. Vince Carter, top reverse right here.
Okay, attacks.
Oh, man! My favorite jersey in the NBA, by the way, Ramona.
I mean,
reverse, rookie.
He just makes this stuff up in the air.
Sean Kemp, though, in 1989.
So much power.
Correct. I mean, the hang time, the double clutch. What?
We love
Key. And the reverse.
Now let's go to top destruction. If someone's going to destroy some equipment, it's probably going to be Shaq, right? Shaq breaks the backboard in 1993.
That's what he did every game. Like, every arena was that they had to build in extra supports because he was going to try to pull that rim down.
That is his statue outside of Crypto. And
I mean, look how thin that goal is.
That is true.
Yep.
He was the reason why we now fortify them. Now, Ant Edwards goes baseline for 2020 and 2021.
Fearless.
Man, we've seen so many great plays that we actually saw this earlier.
There's
this
fans in the stands. It's so weird.
How about this? Amongst rookies, top hang time, Grant Hill. Okay. Oh, the lefty alley-oop.
That is unbelievable. That's like a wide receiver out there. Odell Beckham Jr. couldn't do that.
So much NFL news. Let's see what you did there, Ramona. And Blake Griffin. Oh, one of my favorite plays on Mozgov in 2010.
There will never be another dog quite like this.
I mean, should we say top disrespectful?
Yeah.
That should be on HBO.
Stop it, Austin.
Blake's
moving
a nice
on.
Guy too, but that was not a nice
I know. We started with the topic there with hang time. We got to keep moving. Top steal and slam, Michael Jordan. Cradle, MSG in 1984.
And the tongue out.
Oh, just clean. Young MJ and Kobe goes, you remember this, 1997. Kobe goes 360.
With some power, and that, you know, I always look at number eight, Kobe. A little different, he did the MJ tongue out. There's a little homage there.
Oh, since we're having a little bit of fun, now it's time for a little chop it or drop it. I'll throw you all a topic, and you can decide if we need to chop it up or drop it and move on. Y'all got the rules, right?
Yep.
Starting with Milwaukee in Sunday's win over the Clippers, Dame and Giannis became just the third duo in the last 50 years to each post 30 points, 10 assists in the same game. Plus, Chris Middleton, who hasn't played since before the trade deadline, is nearing his return. So, Ramona, the Bucks are hitting their stride. Chop it or drop it.
Yeah, we'll chop it just a little bit because, as Doc Rivers was telling me before the game the other night, he's really working on that two-man game between Dame and Giannis. Before this, they were kind of trading off. Now they're playing together. They know how much they need each other and how much the other helps them to get better. Chris Middleton had been upgraded from questionable, now back downgraded again. So he's nearing his return, but not quite there yet.
Zach, are you buying the Bucks being better?
I am buying them. The two-man chemistry between Dame and Giannis is coming along. And look, if you have Giannis and you have Dame, you have a chance. Chris Middleton, biggest wild card in the league. They need him fully healthy to have any shot to get through Boston in the playoffs. If they have that, they got a puncher's chance at least.
Let's go from east to now west. Next up, the New Orleans Pelicans, who have the NBA's longest active win streak at 4 games. It's all right. 4 straight dubs. Zach Lowe, earlier this season, you called the Pels a sleeping giant in the West, and they were also the main character of your wildly successful podcast. Can the Pels make some noise come playoff time? Chop it or drop it.
Yeah, the giant is starting to wake up a little bit. Someone hit it on the head. It's stirring in bed. It's trying to get hungry. This is the best the Pelicans have ever played in the Zion Williamson era. Yep. The rhythm is there. The defensive effort up and down the roster are there. The vibes are good in New Orleans. Herb Jones Jr. and Trey Murphy III have kind of unlocked that team. Do not sleep on the Pelicans. They are a problem right now.
Okay, Austin, do you think that the vibes are immaculate in New Orleans?
Yeah, I got to chop it. The playoffs, the game always slows down. It becomes a possession by possession game. Defense becomes a little bit physical. I love the length and size of the Pelicans. We talk about Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, Brandon Ingram, Zion Williams. These guys are all 6'8", 6'9", 6'10". They are going to be a problem in the playoffs, not to mention what they can do in the offensive end. And we haven't even thrown in CJ McCollum in that mix. They're definitely a team to look out for in the playoffs.
The way that you just described the Pelicans, you can sort of make the same argument for the Cavs, because after missing his seventh straight game on Monday, Donovan Mitchell has now failed to play in 18 contests. They will really need him back to make that postseason push, making him ineligible for any postseason awards, including all NBA. Now, Donovan Mitchell is just the latest of notable names that won't be able to hit that 65-game threshold. He joins Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Kyrie Irving, and Kristaps Porzingis. You can see the list right there amongst those players that have failed, probably projectedly, to make that situation. So, Austin, is the new rule going according to plan? You know, the NBA Institute, 65 games, these guys are ineligible. Do you want to chop this or do you want to drop it?
Chop it. I mean, listen, cause and effect. Of course, there's always going to be a downside to new things coming about, new rules being placed in. But look at what's happening in LA, man. We got Kawhi Leonard playing games. We have Paul George out there healthy. We have a number of guys who are historically injured playing multiple games. And yes, that could be the timing of these guys, just bodies feeling healthy. Who knows? But I like this rule being in place. It is a tough one because some of these guys are going to be out, you know, making NBA teams and awards, but that's just what it is. I think for the long benefit of the game, you're going to have multiple guys play through the little knick-knack injuries that they could easily play with, or what you would see typically in the 90s or early 2000s guys playing. We're now going to see these guys play. And listen, you have fans coming to games. You want to see the stars play. I like the rule. Get these guys on the court. Go out there and play.
Yeah, no Porzingis based off of what we saw with that, but there's been no problem really in Boston because the Celtics became the first team to 50 wins this season, reaching the mark in 64 games, their fewest since 2007-2008 when they won the championship. So Ramona, chop it or drop it, Boston being the first team to hit the 50 wins matters?
It's all about June for this team. It's not about how many wins they get in the regular season. They got to win to make this season a success.
So if we're going to drop it, how about this? The NBA on Sunday fined Minnesota Timberwolves center Rudy Gobert $100,000 for making a money gesture at an official and criticizing officiating on Friday night. Now, after the OT loss, you can see it right there, Gobert didn't deny what he did and went further in saying that sports betting could be having a major impact on the outcome of games. Ramona, how big of an issue is this? And this is why we saw the high level of the fine.
Oh, I was in a way almost surprised that he didn't get games for this because of how important the gambling association is for the NBA, for all professional sports. This has become a huge story in all of sports, and for somebody to publicly question it, not just with a gesture, but with his words afterwards, is very unsettling for the NBA and anyone in professional sports.
Yeah, they're trying to dissuade that in the NBA, which is why we saw a very hefty sign. Now, it is Champ Week, so our crew will be back on Monday, so make sure you enjoy March Madness. I mean, Houston is the number one team on the men's side, but we all gonna be tuned in to the women's.
I don't know who's gonna win that. There's so much parity now.